Welcome to episode 33 of the First X Minutes podcast. It's 10 minutes of football talk. New episodes are available on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. I'm your host, Papi the Great. You'll find me on Twitter at Papi underscore the Great. That's P-A-P-I underscore the Great. So I'll get to the meat of the today's podcast, and I'll be talking about five maybes that you need to know in the world of football today. The first one has to be about one of the biggest football clubs on the planet. One of the football clubs that is making so much money off, even on the pitch, but then again, their results are not really par with the money that they are making in football. I'm talking about Manchester United. And the first maybe for this episode of the podcast is just maybe, the job is too big for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer to handle. No offense, yes, it was a decision that was made out of more of emotions rather than a tactical decision, or it was a business decision also, because old boy comes back, gets the team on the way, fans are happy, everybody loves him, everybody wants to work with him, and then first they climb so high up the graph, and then there's been a gradual decline since then. It's been pretty much difficult for Manchester United fans to live with. Most of them are in denial as we speak. But however, you have to also consider the fact that the manager who is playing right now, the manager who's coming to try to push them to the further up the table, where was he managing before? What was his managerial expertise before he came on board to lead the Red Devils? So it's not much of filling in the shoes of Sir Alex Ferguson, rather than it is what has Ole Gunnar Solskjaer done, or what had he done before he was considered for long term, not even the short term. Now probably was a short term fix, and it was like, okay, fine, we're going to find somebody who is bigger, who can carry this club to where it needs to be. But however, you think again and say somebody up there decided Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is an old boy, will make an emotional decision rather than a tactical one. Well, just maybe the job at Manchester United is too big for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. So moving on to the second maybe, we're moving on to the crosstown rivals of Manchester United. We'll talk about the Citizens, and just maybe it's the end of an era for Manchester City. Sounds like as if I'm jumping to conclusion. Well, with the way they were torn apart against Wolves at home, you rarely see Manchester City get torn apart like that at home. Maybe away, but at home at the Etihad Stadium was a bit strange. Was difficult to take in the fact that Otamendi and Fernandinho, which is practically a makeshift defense for any top side in Europe, if you ask me, were torn apart. It's not news, but it was the way, the manner, and the fact that the Citizens struggled also going forward, trying to get the goals, losing the ball, ball possession in key areas of the pitch. I think it's also a sign that just maybe after 198 points over two seasons, maybe it's just the end of an era for Manchester City. Well, maybe it's not, which leads me to the third maybe. Maybe Pep Guardiola is prioritizing, just like Jurgen Klopp did last season. Remember how Jurgen Klopp prioritized just two competitions last season, which was the Premier League and the UEFA Champions League? Guess what? He got one out of the two. So Manchester City, having won all the riz or that could have been won last season, the so-called treble, the FA Cup, the EFL Cup, the Premier League, and all of that, maybe they're saying to themselves, there's one trophy missing in our cabinet so far, and we need to go for the Champions League. So just maybe Pep is prioritizing the Champions League over other competitions. However, you look at his squad and you're saying maybe he's not even prioritizing anything right now. Maybe the priority right now is to get the defender in by the time the January transfer window comes calling. On to maybe number four. Maybe Antoine Griezmann will be seeking for a transfer leave come January. The Frenchman who went to Barcelona with the hope of making a mark, probably making it bigger than he was doing at Atletico Madrid, has been left out in the cold, well, was left out in the cold in their last game, and yet there's a selection headache for the manager at the helms, and Ernesto Valverde. But you have to consider the fact that Antoine Griezmann, for his caliber, for the kind of player he is, his caliber, he should be playing more often. He will think he should be playing more often, and that might cause a bit of rift in his head, which will make Atletico Madrid fans happy, by the way. I would say, well, you see, we told you were king here, and then you're going at, you went ahead to Barcelona to be an underdog to a player who everybody else who's kicking a football as we speak will be an underdog to. I'm talking about Lionel Messi. In a way, even Antoine Griezmann has sort of been underdog, become underdog to Luis Suarez, because you look at the way the two, how important these two players are going forward for Barcelona. Valverde can't joke with them. It's any other player after Lionel Messi and of course his good friend Luis Suarez. So maybe, just maybe, Antoine Griezmann, hopefully the frustration will not get to him, but maybe he might just be talking about transfer rumors in January, or even maybe the next summer transfer window. Maybe number five, there's something in the Italian waters. There's something in the waters in Italy, and if you are not seeing it, you need to go check it out. Forget the fact that maybe Napoli and Torino played out, or Torino and Napoli played out a goalless draw. Forget the fact that AC Milan have been here, there, and everywhere. Forget the fact that Sassuolo or maybe Atalanta are the top goal scoring sides in Italy. It was all about the major game in Italy, in the Serie A between Inter Milan and Juventus. It was a blockbuster of a game. Kudos to the central referee who did so well in ensuring that the game didn't go out of hand. If he didn't do that, maybe we would have had like a list, a long list of yellow cards and red cards and what have you not. But in the game, as feisty as it was, he only produced 3 yellow cards. If I'm seeing correctly, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, three yellow cards. And, okay, maybe 4. Okay, maybe 5. Okay, 5 yellow cards. Considering the way the foul, the kind of fouls, the tackles, and everything that happened in that game, you have to say to yourself, the referee did well. And maybe, just maybe Inter Milan is the only side that looks like the one that can push Inter Juventus all the way for the Serie A title this season. You look at the start, it was completely dominated by Juventus. More total shots, more shots on target, more shots off target, more blocked shots. It went on and on and on. Oh, they got the most yellow cards, got the most shots inside the box, got the most shots outside the box, and even forced the Inter Milan goalkeeper to make 4 saves compared to the 3 saves made by Wojciech Szczęsny. Yes, Juventus proving yet again that this Serie A title, anybody who is going to wrangle it out of their hand is going to have a lot of work to do. However, Inter Milan, maybe Lukaku not there yet, but Lautaro Martinez, Brozovic, the likes of Diego Godin didn't have a very good day. And it never looks like, as if he looks like a goalkeeper that can actually push aside to a title charge. Sensi went off, Barella, Kwadwo Asamoah was amazing, was really, really amazing. They will miss Sensi due to this injury. Hopefully the international break will be good enough for them to recover and of course get going when club football resumes again. Federico Benedetti deserves a side where he'll be playing 90 plus minutes, 120 plus minutes if he so deserves. Boy is literally really good. He did well for himself in the Derby d'Italia. If you have not been watching Italian football, please try to catch a couple of games. Not that they paid me any money to advertise the league, of course, but there's something in the waters in the Italian Serie A this season, and I think it will be a very, very exciting one. It will go down to the wire, and it will be fun for fans of football like you and I, who enjoy nothing but pure football bliss. And of course, watching the ball hit either the woodwork or hit the player or hit the referee, VARs, and all of that. You've been listening to the first X Minutes podcast. This has been episode 33. You'll find me on Twitter. I'm your host, Papi the Great. You'll find me on Twitter at Papi_the Great. That's PAPI_the Great. We have to enjoy the international break, sadly. Hopefully Nigeria will be able to defeat Brazil in the friendly, and hopefully maybe the West African side, Senegal and Nigeria, will be able to get one over the Selecao boys. What are you looking forward 2 in this international break, what you think is going on in the top 5 leagues in Europe. Do you think Manchester City have thrown the title away? Do you think the title is now Liverpool's to lose? Do you think Barcelona can win the title? I mean, the El Clasico is coming up this month. Liverpool, Manchester United coming up later this month. There's so much football to look forward to. We can't wait. Of course, we have to first endure the international break. Whatever you'll be doing this week, whatever you'll be doing this month, I really hope it's a profitable one for you. For me, myself, and I'll see you in episode 34. Bye for now.